The Medal, A Satire Against Sedition, an extract by John Dryden. Of all our antic sights and pageantry, which English idiots run in crowds to see, the Polish medal bears the prize alone. A monster, more the favourite of the town than either fairs or theatres have shown. Never did art so well with nature strive, nor ever idol seem so much alive. So like the man, so golden to the sight, so base within, so counterfeit and light. One side is filled with title and with face, and lest the king should want a regal place, on the reverse a tower the town surveys, o'er which our mounting sun his beams displays. The word, pronounced aloud by shrieval voice, Leutamor, which in Polish is rejoice. The day, month, year to the great act are joined, and a new canting holiday designed. 5 days he sat for every cast and look, 4 more days than God to finish Adam took. But who can tell what essence angels are, or how long heaven was making Lucifer? Oh, could the style that copied every grace and ploughed such furrows for an eunuch face, could it have formed his ever-changing will, the various piece had tired the graver's skill? A martial hero first, with early care blown like a pygmy by the winds to war. A beardless chief, a rebel ere a man, so young his hatred to his prince began. Next this, how wildly will ambition steer, a vermin wriggling in the usurper's ear, bartering his venal wit for sums of gold, he cast himself into the saint-like mould. Groaned, sighed, and prayed, while godliness was gain, the loudest bagpipe of the squeaking train. But as 'tis hard to cheat a juggler's eyes, his open lewdness he could ne'er disguise. There split the saint, for Hippocratic zeal allows no sins but those it can conceal. Whoring to scandal gives too large a scope. Saints must not trade, but they may interlope. The ungodly principle was all the same, but a gross cheat betrays his partner's game. Besides, their pace was formal, grave and slack. His nimble wit outran the heavy pack. Yet still he found his fortune at a stay, whole droves of blockheads choking up his way. They took, but not rewarded, his advice. Villain and wit exact a double price. Power was his aim, but thrown from that pretense, the wretch turned loyal in his own defence. And malice reconciled him to his prince. Him in the anguish of his soul he served, rewarded faster still than he deserved. Behold him now exalted into trust, his counsels oft convenient, seldom just. Even in the most sincere advice he gave, he had a grudging still to be a knave. The frauds he learnt in his fanatic years made him uneasy in his lawful gears. At best, as little honest as he could, and, like white witches, mischievously good. To his first bias longingly he leans, and rather would be great by wicked means. Thus framed for ill, he loosed our triple hold, advice unsafe, precipitous and bold. From hence those tears, that Ilium was our woe, who helps a powerful friend, forearms a foe. What wonder if the waves prevail so far, when he cut down the banks that made the bar? Seas follow but their nature to invade, but he, by art, our native strength betrayed. Farewell, ungrateful traitor, by John Dryden. Farewell, ungrateful traitor, farewell, my perjured swain. Let never injured creature believe a man again. The pleasure of possessing surpasses all expressing, but is too short a blessing, and love too long a pain. 'Tis easy to deceive us in pity of your pain, but when we love, you leave us to rail at you in vain. Before we have descried it, there is no bliss beside it, but she that once has tried it will never love again. The passion you pretended was only to obtain, but when the charm is ended, the charmer you disdain. Your love by ours we measure, till we have lost our treasure. But dying is a pleasure, when living is a pain.